The Bert Show.
I think it's offensive. I think we should be offensive. We're now referring to them as defective guys. is that what we're doing?
There's defective women. Okay. There's defective men. Uh-huh. I mean, we're going to have a little fun with it. We're going to go a little extreme. Yes, everybody has flaws. Everybody has attributes. Some people's flaws are a little more excessive than their attributes, and those are the people we're going to focus on today.
Well, I'm 5'4", so does that make me defective? I'm defective. I'm a defective man. Aww. I'm the size of a Little League trophy. I'm defective.
Love yourself.
It's hard in this room sometimes. Hey. We're labeling guys as defective.
That's a fact.
Hey, I got something good for you for all the defectives out there. I was at Home Goods yesterday.
For all the defectives out there.
Shout out to our defectives.
All defectives. I was at Home Goods the other day, yeah. And I saw the cutest ceramic ghost that you put a candle in that I wanted to get. And guess what? It was defective. Like, there was a couple of scratches on it, whatever. Yeah. So I asked the nice Home Goods lady. I was like, hey, since there are, like, obviously, like, minor issues, does that mean I would be able to get some money off? And she's like, no, it's still full price. So even though you're defective, you're still full price, baby.
And don't change your value, King.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
I feel like I should be on the island of misfit toys. All right, so we're going to rank. This is what you guys are doing, ranking defective men.
Yes, correct.
Defective men feels like an oxymoron, really.
Now, if Mo and I come in a list for women tomorrow.
Yes, you can.
It's not going to be received the same.
It's not going to be received the same.
How about we give the, why don't we speak for all women, which is always goes well.
Always.
And we just say that we're okay with it. If we can do it for the men, then it's only fair that the women get it too.
Okay. It's a trap, Mo. We're not doing it.
It absolutely is.
It's not a trap. All right. So Abby, you're going to rank these defective men. Okay. I got 9 guys here. You don't have to rank them as we go. I'm going to give you all of them and then you can put them in the proper order.
Okay, so, I'm bringing out my notes app. Let's do this.
Yes, so, or you can just pull up your show sheet because I have them all listed here for you.
But I need to arrange them.
You can.
I need to visualize it.
Got it.
There we go.
Girl, do your thing. Do your math thing.
Look at the passion. Look at the focus.
Now here.
I feel like this is the NFL
it's
draft.
Like a fantasy football draft. That's what it's giving.
You got Abby on a good day. On a good week.
Yeah. On a good month. Abby perked up. Is it? Yeah.
I'm ready. So what you're doing is you're ranking them on how quickly you dump these guys.
Okay.
So the number one spot's going to be the guy out the gate. You're automatically dumping.
Okay.
Guy number 9, you'll keep him around for a date or two, but he's eventually going to get kicked to the curb. Okay?
He's just slightly defective.
Correct.
Where number 1 is like totally defective.
Number 1.
Can't even bring him out of Walmart.
Like most defective.
Okay.
Like it's just bad.
All right.
So here are the men that you must rank.
Cassie, you went in on this year too?
Heck yeah.
All right. So you have the anger guy. All right. Then you also have the cheater.
Wait, we don't have definitions for these guys?
We do not.
Okay, so he's just angry.
Yes.
Yeah, the anger guy, the definition is he's angry.
He's angry. The definition of the cheater is he cheats. Okay. The definition of the liar?
He lies.
He does. It's,
you asked.
Mo, the guy with weird friends?
He has weird friends.
Now, this one might throw you.
Okay,
The guy with poor hygiene.
I'm going to go with he has poor hygiene.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, I saw this next one, and I was like, well, what does this one mean?
All right, then we have.
I think we need to rank defective co-hosts.
First of all, screw you. I'm vulnerable. Say this next one, and then tell me what it means.
All right, next one we have is the tease.
He be teasing.
He be teasing.
No, but like, does that mean like sexually? Am I getting like blue balls? Like what? What is the tease?
Are defective.
When I hear a man that's a tease, I feel like he is teasing commitment, but he doesn't commit.
Okay. Thank you.
That one's fair.
Thanks.
Okay, the 1 in 9 shot. You got it.
Just the next one's tough, though.
Ready, Mo? The short guy.
Oh, God.
Bert.
And then lastly, the guy who makes inappropriate comments.
So, like, can I get, what does inappropriate mean?
Like, you're out with your friends and he makes a crass joke or he says something that's just off color and it makes you, anything he says is not funny, it makes you uncomfortable.
If you rank short guy, more defective than angry guy, I'm going to take it personally.
So, never come short angry guy.
I'm going to be both at the same time.
Oh, he's an angry little elf. All right, so number 9 is the short guy.
Okay.
You're the least effective.
Oh, thank you. What a heart.
Oh, no, I meant most effective. Okay. Never mind. Reverse. All right, number nine, the guy that I am most likely to date. I'm going to go with
least likely to dump.
Least likely to dump. I'm going to go with the guy who makes inappropriate comments because.
Really? Wow.
You're picking that over the short guy?
Over the short guy, even. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
This is her list.
This is my list. Let me live it. In number eight, I'm going to go with the guy with weird friends.
Okay. Yeah,
he ranks higher than the short guy. Uh-huh. Okay.
Because it's an ick in the beginning, because I'm going to look at him and go, if you're friends with these weirdos, then right. you must be one of them. Like you're, birds of a feather, you are be flocking top. Together.
Mm-hmm.
The next guy that I'm least likely to dump, I am going to go with the mama's boy. Because at least he likes his mom.
You didn't even dump the stink guy yet.
The next guy that I am least likely to dump. Or I guess now we're moving into the more likely to dump.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Categories.
You're dumping all of them. It just depends on
how what
quickly.
Order.
And yes, mm-hmm. how quickly.
The next guy I am dumping is the guy with poor hygiene. Okay. We can throw him in a bath.
I am finding myself way less sensitive about that crap in London.
my whole take is about to change.
This is the real spooky movie here. Okay.
What number are we at now?
We are at 1, 2, 3. Okay, so here's what I did. I started at number 9 thinking I could work down, but iMessage is I'm at number 13 technically. Yep. I thought it would work its way down. It's not, so I don't know what number we are.
Okay.
We're halfway through, I think. Mm-hmm. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. This is the fifth one, so we're number 5. I am dumping. Give me short guy.
Okay, thank God we're in fifth.
You're halfway there.
Yeah, thank you.
Right in the middle. Okay, the next guy I am dumping, most likely to dump, is the liar. I really hate a liar.
Mm-hmm. Liar comes in at number 4.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. I'm not a good liar, so I feel like if you're good at lying, it's unfair. Okay,
the liar one leads into so many of the other ones also.
Yeah. So I feel like, okay, what do I have? I got rid of the mama's boy. I got rid of the liar, guy with weird friends, poor hygiene. Okay, commitment phobe. Mm-hmm. You know what? I want to change my, I'm rearranging the board.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would like to switch out. Wait, no, I take that back. We're still in the game. Okay, so number six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is the cheater.
So mm-hmm. cheater's coming in at number 3.
Yes. Or no, the commitment phobe. Sorry, the commitment phobe.
I feel like I'm in math class again, where everyone else gets it and I don't.
Okay, here. No, I guess I'm going to, we're copying and pasting. We're going to do this right. All right, so start at number, who's at number 9, please? Go start at the top of your list.
The guy I am most likely to date, inappropriate comment guy.
Okay, hold on 1 second. All right, so got it.
Then the guy with weird friends.
Okay.
Then the mama's boy. Then the guy with poor hygiene. Then the short guy. Then the liar. Then the commitment phobe. We all on the same board?
One more time, please.
Inappropriate comment guy.
Got it.
Most dateable.
Mm-hmm.
The guy with weird friends, a little less dateable.
Got it.
The mama's boy, a little less dateable.
Perfect.
The guy with poor hygiene, even more less dateable.
Got it.
Then the short guy, liar, commitment phobe.
Got it.
Or the tease, as you guys want to say.
Mm-hmm. More or less dateable. I would like an English teacher to call in. Let's get a math teacher and an English teacher to call in.
Can I have some grace here? Yes. It's been a tough week.
So you're down to the cheater or the anger guy.
Okay. Give me the cheater.
Okay.
And then the least dateable man on this list is the anger guy.
We got it.
All right. Anger guy, least dateable, cheater, tease, liar, short guy, the guy with poor hygiene ranks in your liking better than the short guy. The mama's boy does better than the short guy. The guy with weird friends does better than the short guy. The guy who makes inappropriate comments does better than the short guy.
Listen, I can scrub you, but I can't be making those legs longer.
I am going to find London guy and bring him in studio on Monday. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.